could still rise. Fox News, we report, you decide.
In the north end of New Rochelle, you'll find an absolutely top-notch printer, one of the very best in the entire county. Frank Maselli's Minuteman Press is known for its fine work far beyond the Sound Shore area. In fact, this particular Minuteman Press is easily the class of the fleet when it comes to full-service community printers. Located just off North Avenue in New Rochelle in the narrow Waikagill walkway across the parking lot from the A&P, Frank Maselli's Minuteman Press is a terrific resource for individuals and small to medium-sized companies who want something very special when it comes to printing. No matter how big or how small your needs, you get great skill and creativity from Maestro Maselli's master printers, all for very reasonable prices. From business cards to brochures, color copies, high-speed printing, informational booklets and flyers, it's Minuteman Press down that walkway when you're heading to the A&P, offering quality printing at very good prices. Call Frank Maselli at Minuteman Press of New Rochelle, 914-576-0335. 914-576-0335.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Our weather forecast for today, calling for mostly cloudy conditions. A few scattered sprinkles or showers are likely. 70 to 75 on northeast winds. It'll be a bit gusty this afternoon. And for tonight, cloudy, a few scattered showers, mainly during the evening, partly cloudy overnight in the lower 60s. Friday's looking mostly sunny in the lower 80s. Tomorrow on north winds, partly cloudy at night, mid-60s. Then on Saturday, look for another partly sunny day. Might be a late day or evening shower, thunder shower, mid-80s. A better chance of some showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, clearing Monday. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
Why pay for radio when it's free right here?
It's the future right now.
All you got to do is
listen and love it.
VOX.
WVOX.
Good morning and welcome to Environmentally Sound. I am Bob Lebensold, your host for the series on the natural world, education and culture, and chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. We bring you guests from diverse disciplines, scientists, activists, authors, educators, entertainers, and public officials. We seek to stimulate your curiosity, intellect, and passion. Today's news from the natural world. Today is Thursday, July 25th, 2013, the 35th day of summer. We have lost 2 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 24 minutes since last we met 2 weeks ago. The sun rose at 5:45 this morning. It will set at 8:13 this evening. We will have 14 hours and 33 minutes of daylight today. And this weather today is the first and the best day of summer as far as I'm concerned. All that heat and humidity was just too oppressive and nasty and ugly. But this morning when I was out taking my little jog, I was actually able to breathe air into my lungs instead of water vapor. Very refreshing change. The moon will rise at 9:55 tonight. It will set at 10:22 tomorrow morning. We are 2 days past full moon. I hope you're out there to see it. It was beautiful. Next full moon is on August 21st. I do not have the tide information today, but the tides will rise and fall twice today, as every other day since time began until it ends. Our regular feature, names of American service members who have lost their lives at war. May they live on in all of our hearts. Last week, we lost Staff Sergeant Sonny Christopher Zimmerman, age 25, from Waynesville, Ohio. He was a Screaming Eagle with the 101st Airborne, killed by a rocket-propelled grenade in Paktia Province on July 16th. Marine Lance Corporal Benjamin W. Tuttle, age 18, so young. From Gentry, Arkansas, he was with the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing of the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force. He actually died at Landstuhl, which is the regional medical center in Landstuhl, Germany, on July 14th. He had been medically evacuated from the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz, where they were stationed in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. We don't have any further information whether he was sick or had an accident. We just don't know. That's not a combat-related death, but it's still an American serviceman who died while serving. These two American servicemen were alive on the date of our last broadcast 2 weeks ago. Each death is a great loss to his family and to all Americans. I am thankful that casualties have diminished in number as we approach disengagement in Afghanistan. I look forward to the day when the conflict in Afghanistan comes to an end and there are no more deaths to report. And please, no more, no Iran, no Syria. Let's just let those people do what they got to do and let them shake up their own world without killing any more Americans. That's my fervent wish. I do want this feature to come to an end. Time for the Culture Corner, my reviews of plays, movies, opera, ballet, museums, what have you. Keep in mind that these are my opinions and you have the right to disagree with them because everyone has the right to be wrong. The movie Red 2, where director Dean Parisot gets the best from a cast that almost anyone could get the best from, really. World-class actors Bruce Willis, John Malkovich, Mary Louise Parker, Helen Mirren, and Anthony Hopkins. What a cast. Actually, given that cast, I wish it were a better movie, but we still enjoyed it. They do what they do, and they take us for the ride we hoped for when we plunked down our money. It's just a ride, though. It's not a quality flick. It's kind of a comic book action comedy, which made us laugh and gasp at the same time as cars flew through the air and high-powered, high-capacity, high-velocity magazines were emptied in the direction of our heroes. There's one machine gun in there which just cuts things in half. Cars, trucks, just cuts them in half. But no matter, there was no real danger. I was never worried that Bruce Willis was going to die. Plot here is superfluous. Okay, here it is. Terrorists obtain a nuclear weapon. Duh, how many times have we seen that? Which must be recovered in order to save a fairly sizable chunk of the civilized world as we know it. Duh, how many times have we seen that? Well, crazy Anthony Hopkins, duh. Okay, let me stop that right now. Acting suspiciously like Hannibal Lecter is in it for the money and the pathos and the evil and whatever else motivates the madman persona. A good shoot 'em up for fans of Bruce Willis, of which I am one. Mary Louise Parker, one of our finest actresses, and John Malkovich, also a credit to his profession. So the movie didn't disappoint. If you like special effects, chases, machine guns, switch loyalties, and the like, Red 2 is worth the price of admission. If, on the other hand, you crave plot development and gravitas, you'll really hate this movie. My guest today is Anne Marie Lesser, a woman of quite diverse experience, knowledgeable about addiction in various forms, or is it really just one form in different guises? Welcome, Anne Marie Lesser.
Hi, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. My pleasure. We were chatting, and I thought I knew something about addiction. I was a methadone counselor. I was a parole officer. I spoke to addicts. I thought I knew something in my career, but as it happens, there are definitely holes in my understanding of addiction. So let's just take alcoholism, for instance. I thought I knew what alcoholism was. Probably most people feel it is something you can just quit. Oh, you should have the willpower. You can just quit it. But you have a different take on willpower. Does it exist, or is it just an illusion? And how does someone actually get past addiction?
You don't get past addiction, Bob. You will be in recovery forever if you choose to go that route, to be in recovery. Okay? It's a lifelong battle.
So you're either...
You are never recovered. You can be clean and sober for 25 years, fall off the wagon just like that. An addictive personality is an addictive personality. You'll always be addicted to something.
Well, how many people are addictive personalities? It seems like there's a lot of people addicted to something or another.
A lot more than you think. There's a lot more than you think. A lot of times addiction doesn't affect your life, but you still have an addiction. When it starts to affect your life, your job, et cetera, then it's time that you really need to do something about it. You hear a lot of people never hit what they call bottom.
Yes.
You were clean and sober for 5 years. Why did you go back to it? Because they never really hit their bottom. They never really got sick and tired of being sick and tired and said, okay, I quit. I have to do something.
So what exactly does that mean? I've heard the term hit bottom, but what does that mean? Does it mean you find yourself in a street somewhere where
no,
you wake
not
up
necessarily.
What does it mean?
No, not necessarily. You don't have to be in the street. There are people that are doctors, lawyers, that become so for lack of a better word, stressed out and they are in so much internal pain. I don't mean physical pain, but emotional pain.
Right.
They can't deal with it anymore. And they say, I have to do something about it. They either do something about it or they go off the deep end and then you find them dead in a closet somewhere.
Or they lose whatever profession they had. They
you
make
will lose
bad choices.
If you continue to.
I mean, could you imagine a surgeon being addicted and not facing it and actually performing surgery? So
it's
that
happened.
That begs the question: when someone is addicted to something, let's just say alcohol, and, mm-hmm. and they're a doctor, a mm-hmm. surgeon, mm-hmm. does that surgeon go into the operating room feeling that he can really handle it?
Yes, yes. Most addicts become addicts because they are insecure, and usually from a young age. They're not comfortable with themselves. They always feel like they're less than. And so they escape reality by going into their own reality. And that's what getting high does or getting drunk does.
So let me ask you this. If someone is driving drunk,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I've on occasion had some drinks before I drove. And I always felt that I could handle driving, and since I never got a ticket or I never got in an accident, and I've never been plowed driving, but, you know, enough to where I felt that I said, you know what, this is really a little bit more buzzed than I should be in driving. I felt I could handle it if I was just especially careful. Was that an illusion? Did I just get lucky? Is that when people have accidents?
You got lucky. I have to be honest with you. You got lucky, okay? Nothing is illegal till you get caught.
Huh.
Okay? It's only illegal when you get caught at it. And you got very lucky because anything that alters your mind, whether it's alcohol or drugs or medication, anything that alters your mind, it's an illusion. I can handle this. It is a total mindset.
Even though I was able to continue to drive, I mean, well, I don't know how personal I should get it. There was a time up upstate once when I wasn't planning on driving, but I was drinking and I was other things, you know, I mm-hmm. was buzzed,
okay.
seriously buzzed. And I got very upset about something and I just had to get away from there. So I jumped in the car and, mm-hmm. and I drove those back roads, Route 28A, you may know.
Yes, I know them well.
28A up near Woodstock, New York. And I had to catch myself. I sobered up instantly when I caught myself driving 80 on this little country road. Okay. We have to take a quick break.
Okay.
Okay. We'll be back with Anne-Marie Alessa in just a minute.
Thank
you're listening
you,
to WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York. If you're listening in Wilmington, North Carolina, Wilmington, Delaware, Arlington, Virginia, Lexington, Kentucky, or Massachusetts, you have logged on to www.wvox.com. You are listening live. This show is called Environmentally Sound. My name is Bob Levinsold, your host. My guest is Anne-Marie Lesser, and we will be right back.
National news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The court martial is nearing the end for the Army private who admitted handing over information to WikiLeaks.
Army Private Bradley Manning makes one more attempt to avoid life behind bars. The 25-year-old former intelligence analyst facing serious charges, including aiding the enemy. His defense team unsuccessfully tried to have that charge dismissed.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern, the judge just now refusing to dismiss theft charges also. The attorney general says the Justice Department is opening a new front in the fight for voting rights.
Today, I am announcing that the Justice Department will ask a federal court in Texas to subject the state of Texas to a preclearance regime similar to the one required by Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act.
Eric Holder speaking in Philadelphia, saying the move is in response to a high court ruling. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Fox News on your time.
The Fox News iPad app is ready to go with all the great features from FoxNews.com and our iPhone app optimized specifically for your iPad. Watch the latest clips from your favorite Fox News shows. Personalize the app by creating your own newscast using the video playlist.
Listen to Fox News Radio live.
Get local weather forecasts.
And it's all free.
Go to FoxNews2Go.mobi.
That's Fox News, the number 2, Go.mobi.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
What do LeAnn Rimes, Casey and the Sunshine Band, and Blues Traveler have in common? Not much, except that you can see them and more of your favorite artists every Sunday at Empire City Casino's Summer Concert Series starting June 16th. Tickets start at just $15, and while you're there, try your luck at the all-new Empire City Casino, now with more table games and over 5,300 slots. Plus, enjoy new restaurants and monthly giveaways. For more information and to get your tickets today, visit EmpireCityCasino.com.
Now in Westchester, for corporate travel, executive transportation, and custom limousine service, the leader, clearly, is Excel. After 2 decades in the county, Rich Guberti's Excel Transportation Service does just that. Specializing in sedans, limos, and 14-passenger vans, Excel is the new class of the fleet and the Westchester leader in terms of cars, service, resources, and the quality of their Excel drivers. Most of the Golden Apple's blue-chip companies have, in fact, in recent years, switched to Excel for local transportation and city-to-city service to Washington, Albany, Baltimore, Hartford, Boston, and Philadelphia at rates even less than rail or air. And you can use them too for a trip into town, the airport, or any special occasion. Call President Rich Guberti at Excel Headquarters, EXCEL Transportation, 576-9797, 914-576-9797. These days in Westchester, the new car service leader, because Excel excels. 576-9797.
Go global on WVOX.com. Call David O'Shaughnessy for more information. 914-636-1460.
WVOX.
We are back. We are speaking with Anne-Marie Lesser. Speaking today about addiction, and is knowledgeable in this area. Anne-Marie, you said in the last segment that it's really, you really don't get past an addiction. You more or less handle it. So you can either be in recovery. So are the only two choices to either be in recovery or to be acting out and just indulging it?
In recovery or you're active.
So does that mean that every day is a struggle for someone who is in recovery? I mean, is that little voice going on in their head, I got to have some heroin, I got to have some cocaine, I've got to have...
I would say in the beginning, it's more of a struggle. It gets easier as time goes on. But the reason that when you go into any kind of rehab, they tell you to avoid people, places, and things, is everybody has what's called a trigger. It's like with food. Some people can, I can eat a square of dark chocolate every night, a square, and I'm fine with it. My girlfriend can't have it in the house because she'll eat the whole bar. Once she starts, she can't stop. So that is a form of addiction.
And it would hurt her life. It would rot her teeth. It would make her fat. What would it do?
It could hurt her life by making her overweight, which we know being overweight is detrimental to your whole entire body.
And your self-image. Usually.
And your self-image, exactly. Exactly. So there are different forms of addiction. And, if you know, you're talking about drugs and alcohol, which is the most prominent, I think. A lot of people, like you said, don't understand, you know, just quit. You can't just quit.
So willpower is a myth? I mean, do we have willpower?
We do have willpower over certain things. But it basically breaks down to you have to want it. You tell people go on a diet.
Right.
Okay. Well, unless they actually really, really, really want it, the diets aren't going to help. They're going to gain the weight right back.
I've seen that many times.
Many times. Well,
so you mean, but they seem to want it. I've seen people go on binges and then stop. We have a caller. Okay, caller. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. It's Louie.
Hey, Louie. How you doing?
How you doing? I like to talk to your guest about addiction here, and you know, I'm a child of the '60s and the '50s, and I went through that whole drug era. And you know, I believe that you could. I think a lot of time is growing up. I think that you could get out of it. I was on drugs, addicted to drugs. You know, and it's funny because rest her soul, my grandmother used to say to me all the time, she says, Louie, I love you. You're my grandson, but I love your wife twice as much because she brought the goodness out of you. She always used to say that. And I was, you know, I was a bad kid, and, I was shooting heroin at the age of 15.
Whoa.
So
You're such a sweet guy today. I would never have guessed that, Louie.
So, you know, I think that, you know, maybe in my lifetime I slipped out of the close to 40 years I'm married now, maybe once or twice in the beginning, but I haven't gotten high in close to 38 years, 37 years.
Oh, congratulations.
So you would say you're in recovery, Louie, right?
Yeah, well, I believe that, you know, when my children came and I seen my children be born, you know, I said, you know, I put everything behind me, you know what I mean? I, you know, that whole past life. And, you know, when my kids were born, it was a different story.
You had something to fill that void.
Well, yeah, you know, and when I see my kids be born, I didn't want them I come from a Italian family that, you know, is like everybody, you know, watched everybody's back or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, it's I believe that you could do it, but you have to have the self-control. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, self-control is important, but let me ask you this, Louie. If you did not get married and you did not have children,
I'd probably be dead or on AIDS.
Okay.
Like half the guys I grew up with.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, but, you know, I beat that whole thing or whatever like that.
I'm happy for you. I really am. But people that have not been addicted, and you know this, just turn around and they'll say to you, well, why don't you just quit? Why don't you have self-control? Why don't you just, you know, give it up? Did you find it to be that easy to give up?
In the beginning, no, you know, or whatever like that. It was just that... you know, it's, I just didn't want, when my kids were born, my life opened up a different way, you know what
exactly.
I mean? I didn't want that, you know, I didn't want them to have that that attitude, that negativeness seeing in the household, you know?
Right, right.
So, you know.
Oh, which is an amazing feat, and I really give you kudos for that. I really, really do. You know, congratulations for that. But
you know, it's a sad thing, and that's why when I know it's not part of the topic, but it is in a way. I've seen a lot of kids in the Rockefeller drug laws that made their life worse, of course, Rockefeller drug laws than better.
Oh, I agree with you there.
And you know, I've seen guys when I was incarcerated that got caught for smoking a pot, and these guys were in prison system where they were lost in the shuffle.
Exactly.
And you know, it's...
worse than when they went in.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. You know,
exactly.
And, you know, and I look back now at 61 years old, and I look back at my life now, and I look at some of the things I did. You know, we used to go to Harlem, get high on drugs, and in the middle of the kitchen table, it got a little table, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like the honeymoon is set, mm-hmm. and there was a shoebox on the table, and they used to keep the heroin in the shoebox. In the shoebox was a .38 gun,
mm-hmm.
and if a cop used to come in, you know, thinking about it now, I say to myself, how stupid could I have been to put myself in that situation? But when you're high and you're young and you're on drugs, you don't think about things
you're
like
invincible.
This.
You're invincible. You know that.
About these things. So.
Absolutely.
All right. Keep up the good work, Bob.
Louie, thanks an awful lot for the call.
Thank you, Louie.
And thanks for sharing such intimate details. I've learned a lot about you, and I respect you even more than I did before, if that was possible.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Louie. Wow. I've known Louie for years. And
have you?
Yeah. He is on the station. He's got a program, and he's... Sweet man. He's big. Big Louie.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting. Okay, so something I was going to ask you before. You're taught in the program to avoid situations, triggers.
If you can.
If you can. Now, what if you see people, if you're an alcoholic and you just, if you see people drinking, you walk by a bar, you smell it, are those triggers necessarily? Or, I mean, if you're at a party. Or
it can be a trigger, but as Louis said, that's part of your self-control. Okay, you've decided to give it up and you just have to, I don't know, have some kind of a mantra in your head, you know, that I really would love to have that beer, but do I really want it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I really would love to have that piece of cake, but do I really want it?
So what about things like non-alcoholic beer, if you like the taste?
Don't believe it.
Should you avoid that?
It's got alcohol in it.
Really?
It does. It's 2%.
Didn't know that.
You're kidding yourself.
we have just a couple of minutes left. I don't want to miss this. You said something about the nature of addiction is you know you're addicted when you actually can't wait to get to it. And tie that in a little bit with other addictions like behavior. If you can be addicted to behaviors like sex, food, procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
You even said video games. Is it the same or is substances different?
The substance is different, but if you have an addictive personality and you have lost control, you see people, you see kids today. They sit in front of the video games all
crazy.
Day.
Crazy.
Okay. They're addicted to the video
games. And it does hurt their life.
It does hurt their lives because they don't want to go out of the house. They have to play their video games. And unless the parents control it, it will get out of control, and they will become little more than vegetables.
I've seen that, actually.
Yes.
And it upsets me. So the key, then, to an addiction, to understanding it, is if a person can't wait to get to something, and that would go for food, too, if they absolutely have to get
everything.
That donut or whatever it is.
Everything.
Or
yeah. If when you have that craving where you absolutely have to have it, I have to get home and watch my soap opera. I have to get home and get on my computer to play my Candy Crush game. I love Candy Crush.
Yeah.
You know, I really have to pull myself away.
Is that an addiction?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Debbie also.
Okay.
All right.
I hear you, girlfriend.
I'm learning about everybody today.
Exactly.
Okay, we're out of time today. I'd love to have you back another time.
Well, thank you for having me.
And to discuss more of this. And as I said before, Anne is a woman of great experience. She has other things to talk about. This is just something I thought we'd tap into. I'd like to thank Anne Marie Lesser for joining us in our studios today and for being frank about what addiction is, how difficult it is for someone who is not afflicted to understand it. Perhaps we will take away from today a greater understanding of what it means to be totally powerless in the face of a substance or behavior which we cannot control. Our thought for the week: he who does not understand your silence will probably not understand your words. Stay tuned to WVOX, your quintessential community radio station, the flagship of Whitney Radio, the best small station in the world. Next up, Howard Sturman is in the house. I am Bob Lebensold, chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. Thank you very much for listening. Remember to be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a great battle. You are here. It is now. Health and happiness to you all.
The local station with a national reputation.